Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, my fellow travelers, and welcome to the show. My name is Nicole Tomasini. I am a spirit therapist over at Spirit Therapy NYC. And today, for our first show in about a month, we are aproposly talking about the newness. I know it's fall, and I know people think, well, you know, this is the beginning of the end here. That's how I used to feel about fall. I used to have a rough time with the fall. I was like, oh, it's just a waiting period until the death of winter and spring is a long way away. Oh, dear. But I don't feel like that anymore through the works that I've done. And, you know, you get through your dark spot and you figure it out and you work it out. And now this is the best feeling fall I've had yet. And I think it's because it's not just a new season. It's the second half of the first year of major change within us, on the planet, with the energies, where our entire solar system is going in the galaxy. It's a whole new place. And you may have noticed that a lot of things in your own life that may have not been working for a while, or maybe you just realized is not working or not serving you, these things are coming up to the surface, and they're either banging at the front door or coming in through the window like a hurricane. But, or maybe you are lucky enough to have things just present themselves and then move through it with a good intention of love and light, and this is my experience. So that's where we are right now. My sources, they talk a lot about this second half and that we're in a three-year cycle of major, major change. And whatever we're building this year, we will see come to fruition in very solid ways. Maybe not perfect and finished, but a working material by 2017. So this has been the setup year, all right, we're serious about it, we're getting down to it, let's get the blueprints out and start building this thing. That's what's been happening this year. Next year is about working and getting all the materials and building. And then 2017, we will have something. So very exciting time. And I hope that you have enjoyed your August. One of the smartest things I did for myself, especially if you're, like I like to call us, the go-go-go people, I put myself on vacation for 2 weeks. I was like, listen, let's do this civilized style, like the Italians used to take a whole month off, and just relax ourselves. So I did that. It was made to happen. The catalyst was I was having some heel trouble. Ha-ha. Look at that double entendre. My heel, my left heel on my foot, was going through some healing. And so I realized it was time for me to sit down and shut up and just cut out everything that didn't need to be. I still worked. I still took my clients because that's fun to me. But I cut out everything that was, you know, work-related, website, online things that I consider work. And there was more flow. There were all kinds of people coming through. I had a wonderful time. And a lot of automatic writing and things that, you know, when you're busy running around, even if you're sitting still, you don't really stop to do. So I hope that you either had a time where you were on vacation, or if you haven't been on vacation and you go, oh, snap, I totally didn't do that, and I've been running, enjoying myself, doing whatever you've been doing the past month, you have a second opportunity to take some relaxation time. Perfect thing to do during dun, 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 Mercury retrograde, which is coming up on the 17th of this month in just a few days. So Mercury retrograde, as we know, is not a time to start things new, push forward, pioneer. It's more time to see what you have and start working with it better, putting it into organization, or just letting it go, putting it on the shelf, and doing some relaxation, meditation, me time. That's what the planets are telling us, because this past weekend we just had the full moon. No, we had the new moon. And we also had a social, partial solar eclipse, which apparently my brain puts itself together as social. Social eclipse just happened. Which is all about the newness. Eclipses are all about and scene. Thank you very much. Next show. And then our bookend comes in a couple weeks around the 28th of this month is our full moon in Aries. Full blood supermoon in Aries. And Aries is the first sign and all about go, pioneer, trail the blaze the trail, do it. Who cares what order, just do it. So during Mercury retrograde, which I find very interesting, Mercury retrograde will be finished on October 4th. So, you know, this full moon will give us all kinds of ideas, but nicely gives us a few days to really sit with it and really plan it nicely so that things can move forward smoothly and easily. So that's what I'm going to talk about today with the newness. My thoughts and feelings on the newness. Well, there's a lot of body changes. There's a lot of release happening in our mind, in our emotions. And going into this new part of the galaxy, we're going into a high energy place of the galaxy. So, which is also part of the Age of Aquarius, hence why all the hype on the Age of Aquarius, because Aquarius is all about new ideas and sparking the collective and creativity and things no one has thought of before and progressive thinking. So our whole solar system is going into that. So you believe it, you know about it or not, you do, you don't, doesn't matter, it's happening. So if you're feeling any kinds of body things happening, I've heard lots of people with body things happening, so it makes me realize that I'm going through something that the collective is going through as well. The body is our greatest indicator to ourselves as to what's going on with us emotionally or what are we thinking. We forget that in this society. We're geared towards, oh, I have a problem, medicate. Oh, I have a problem, Band-Aid. Oh, problem, doctor, right? None of those things help us to stop and look at what our body is trying to tell us. It's just a dis-ease. It's something that is not in ease. So my favorite reference, I'll say it again many times, all the time. It's a tiny little book. You can get it for under $10. Louise L. Hay, Heal Your Body. It's just a list of everything, basically, that can happen in the body, what it means metaphysically, and an affirmation to heal that. Now, it's not the be-all to end-all. It's very short, you'll see. She gives you one sentence, maybe three. But you can take that. What does the knee mean? What does my lower back mean? What does my shoulder mean, right, when you have a pain? So you can take it and really apply it to your life. And see what this means. Shoulders are all about, you know, carrying the world on your shoulders. So contemplate it. Think about it, right? Are you trying to be Atlas? Is that what you're doing? So it's a great thing to know about because it helps you to heal yourself, which is also what we're learning, like it or not. in this time, we're learning to wake up our DNA, our 12 strands, not just two. And one of the hidden secrets, it's not even a secret, it's just turned off right now, right? It's the room of healing in our own DNA that if we're, well, in my opinion, smart, we're working on activating because it's a skill that we forgot. So just do your best to remember it, however that is. And part of it is your body reacts in certain ways so that you can remember how to heal yourself. And universal rule is for life not to throw at you more than you can handle, ever, ever, ever. Apparently, it's because if it's too much to handle, it like messes with our vibration. Like we don't learn the lesson as well if it's just too much thrown at us. So it's part of the way that things work in being alive as a human is that life will never, it's like a law of attraction. It's the law of the sun comes up, the sun goes down. It will never be too much that more than you can handle. So that also teaches us about how powerful we are because, you know, we as humans can go through all kinds of things and it sounds dramatic. You tell your friends what's going on and you just hear the words coming out of your mouth. They're like, oh my God, there's so much drama, there's so much going on. But it's not too much, so you must be a badass. And that's something else I'm going to go into with releasing and really learning to accept ourselves. So, out of the starting gate, I'm like, woo! At least that's what it feels like. So to remember that whatever age you are, whatever your health history, whatever you're going through right now in your body is absolutely more than ever doing its best to tell you something. And if you can tune in with it, it's doublemint twins. You tune in with it, so you're learning how to heal, and then you tune in with it and you heal whatever the body has been trying to tell you. So it's a double lesson in one. It's fantastic. So the one thing you just have to remember is that it's not that you're getting old. It's not that you're falling apart. It's that it doesn't matter how old you are or who you are. These are realignments that are happening in you. Your body is adjusting to the new energies that this planet is in right now. So be thankful for whatever healing is coming forth, and being thankful for it and not freaking out about it is very also helpful in the healing. And that's the number one lesson I've learned in this self-healing I've been in, is do your best to believe that healing and wellness is not only happening, it has happened. You just haven't gotten there in time yet, but it's happening. This too shall pass. Just letting it go and not falling into fear. Of course it happens, you know, when you're on day 18, you're like, okay, foot. What? Come on, man. Come on. But then you go, oh, right, okay, helping the healing. One thing, my friend and healer energist friend, Asa Hoffman told me, is if you've got a part of the body that's ailing, if you tune into the other part of the body, because it's probably got a mirror, right, or some other part of the body that is well, if you tune into how well that part of your body is, it helps the not-so-well part to get with the program. I had never thought of it that way before, but I found it really interesting and quite helpful. So there we go. First 15 minutes, we got the planets, we got the body. I'm going to play my song, which for the newness, I was like, well, this is my new favorite song. It's an old song. It's by Cy Coleman. Calibrate. Cy Coleman, but it's Fiona Apple doing it new. And to me, this song represents, you know, we all got our quirks, we all got our things, we all got who we are that makes us a snowflake and not a factory-made cookie. So embracing that while moving into the change and the newness, there's the paradox. So contemplate that while I play Why Try to Change Me Now by Fiona Apple. See you in 3 minutes. My favorite song to sing. It's so much fun to sing. And yes, Frank Sinatra does a version of it. It's a little croner for me, but an interesting, if you're interested in little side trips on YouTube, you can see, you know, Fiona's, you've heard Fiona's, and then maybe check out Frank's for 30 seconds and then hear how the original composer sings it in like 1951 on some random show. He's like, yeah, I just came up with this song, and he plays it at like warp speed compared to how everyone else sings it. So it's just interesting how Cy Coleman gave birth to this song, and it continues to live on. So in the newness, right? So that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about incorporating what we are, because, you know, people say people don't change that much. And I agree that people don't change that much, but yet we can change so much into being a completely different person. But a lot of the cores of who we are don't change because they are that way for a reason. So to embrace our quirks and embrace everything that we are and how we do things and our opinions and being happy with the assessments that we make and the decisions that we make and standing by our decisions, trusting ourselves. I've been listening to a new channeler who talks about the trusting so much. This trusting is there's a big stamp of trusting on these last few months of the year. Trusting and knowing. I'll give you her name if you're interested in channelers. I think she's awesome, and I just stumbled upon her. Her name is Blossom Goodchild, and she channels a American Indian called White Cloud. And Gia, I think you will totally enjoy this. She talks about how did she learn to channel. She just continues to learn to trust herself and to relax into the space, and whatever happens, happens. Being in the moment, being in whatever is happening. And sometimes she's waiting for White Cloud to show up, and she just talks, and then eventually he comes through. And a lot of the message from White Cloud and most others that I listen to, off-world teachers, the big message, the big earth-shattering message is to learn how to love, learn how to love yourself. And they know that we've heard it a million times. We have this one word in English, love. It's just love. Love. Yeah, I love you. Yeah, I love that. Oh, my God, I loved it so much. Okay, but what does that really mean? And what does it really mean to love everything that you say in your head? Everything that you say in your head, including the judgments. You know, if you're learning to listen to yourself, you're realizing that we have judgments all day long. That's what we do. We're like, what the hell is that outfit? Why is the train taking so long? Ad nauseum. But to love that too, and to go, okay, you know, find that sense of humor and find how to live in love, like really live in love without running around with flowers in your hair, barefoot, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, right? I mean, it's all about the balance. You don't have to say anything. Your outside doesn't have to change. It's a mental process of waking up with love and continuing to love. Not an easy thing. I think this is one of the most hardcore things that we can be asked to do. Because the scale of loving to not loving on this planet obviously is immense. So it doesn't matter who you are, we're all learning how to get to love, because love is our source and is so powerful and is the most wonderful catalyst for manifestation. That's the strongest signal that we can send to the universe when we're thinking about and asking for what we want. Is when we go, oh, I love this so much, universe. I love it. I just love it. Can we just do this? Can we just do this all the time, or like a lot of the time? I also really, really love this. Can we have a lot of this? So can we just kind of build a life on these awesome things that I love so much? And just do that. And then even when drama and trauma and oh my God shows up, find a way to love that too. Like, can we also just go, okay, okay, lessons, here we go. I love lessons. I love it when I learn new stuff and I grow. So loving that, you know, I can't say that I do that every day, every minute. But every time I try and every time I wake up, at least with an inkling of, okay, right, 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 love, love, love. Okay, so let's just, okay, here we go, love, and see what happens. One thing that White Cloud said, which I had, it's so simple, but I never thought of it, and it was a game changer for me, is when you wake up in the morning, wake up and say good morning to love. Good morning, love. And not anyone in specifics, maybe, but the idea is more for that very powerful feeling of love to start streaming to you. And then, if you believe in such things, because they're around no matter what you think, your spirit guides and higher self and everything that follows you around day in and day out, say good morning to all those that are with me and watching me. And I will do my best to make this an exciting day for you to watch and to be around. Let me see if I can be a joy to be around. And then just see what happens, because that's all you can do. And when you remember, you know, maybe I need to start being that person with like stickers all over the place, right? Where you're like, remember this when you wake up and, you know, you just realize that you're human and you've got a life to live, right? That moment you wake up, to tune in there, to tune in right there and set the momentum for the day. So yeah. So there's that. Yeah, if you want a spirit therapy session with me, you can contact me at spirittherapynyc.com or you can give us a call at 646-919-0540. I put that in because, you know, that's one of the things that I love so much is to do spirit therapy with people, because I'm telling you, every single person, I don't care who you are, whatever you're going through is fascinating to me. It's fascinating. You're all like TV shows. And to see if I can help to, you know, connect those wires or fan out that fog, you know, it's very exciting. When you succeed, it just thrills me to death. So anyway, to death and life and beyond. Such a weird saying. Thrills me to death. What is this? Anyway. Embracing it all. So that's basically the whole story. Be happy with yourself. Say good morning to love. And release anything. You know, do your work right now so you don't have to continue to do the work quite like this. Right? Get in there and find those boxes that you shoved in the back of the corner of your mind and open them up and make some more room. I'm telling you, it's worth it. You know, you cry, you fight, right? In yourself, all with yourself, in your own meditation, in your mind's eye. And see the lightness of being that comes from that. It's much easier now than it's ever been. So if you haven't been in that closet for a while, maybe, you know, take a gander. See how it's laid out in there. I found some boxes that I had no idea. They were wrapped in really pretty happy birthday paper, and so I thought everything was cool. And then it was, you know, oh my goodness, look at all these old belief systems and ideas people told me. You know, clean that out, and I feel like I lost 10 pounds. So just saying, it's worth it. Check it out, and let me know how it goes. I'm very interested. You can send me an email at spirittherapynyc@gmail.com. All right. Thank you so much all for listening. Have a wonderful week. In love and light, I bid you good night.